And I find it funny because I kind of went away from more graphic design stuff. I just used, a bit of typography here and there, but mainly went more into print. And I got more attention from people doing graphic design, which I found really quite amusing.
Episode 4 of the KU podcast with me, Michael Tye, and my co-host, Nate Wisniewski. Every episode, we go in depth on a single design topic, and this week's topic is print with our guest, Ryan McDonough. Ryan is an artist and KU favorite, working with collage through analog and digital.
When we talk about print, we're talking about designs that are meant to be printed, to become or be physical, tangible. Thinking about the context, material, texture, presence, interaction, these are all heightened or unique when designing print compared to digital. With us today is one of Known Unknown's most recent collaborators, Ryan McDonough, who worked with us and Monotype on the first ever digital art collection for Helvetica. Ryan, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So now there's a reason we've invited you on. We like your work. We like print, posters, collages. Print is, though, a lesser spoken about form of design compared to illustration, branding, or motion graphics, or so on. So for those who aren't living and breathing print, what is the appeal of print and how did you arrive to where you are now?
Yeah, well, I studied graphic design at uni. I got a scholarship to the RCA a couple of years ago. And that really opened my eyes to experimenting more rather than just being what we see as graphic design. But print is such a important part throughout the history of design anyway. We kind of forget that it's quite a staple part. Instead, it's easier to just float to one than the other. But actually, there's space for both.
Well, in Nate's intro, he mentions a few different unique aspects of print, having to take into account the context it's going to appear. Is it an out-of-home advert on the street? Is it in a fine art gallery? Is it a poster part of the KU Monotype Helvetica project? Is it going to become an NFT in digital? So the context, then you've got the materials, it's physical and the texture. But for yourself as a print and collage designer and artist, what are the features for you that make print so distinct compared to other mediums? And there can be other digital mediums, other physical mediums. What is it for you that makes print unique? And again, the all-encompassing print.
I think the ability that you can keep layering and adding, like obviously you can do it with a digital thing. You can go into Photoshop, keep adding different layers and different textures. You know, you could even combine it. You could use that, print it off. But then what you get to make on top of it in the real world, whether that be through screen printing process, some of the older techniques, or just through drawing on it, photocopying it in, printing it out, just experimenting with a list of different possibilities where it is quite endless.
And when you have, for example, the ideas for using the acetate for Helvetica, or whenever you're producing anything, what is it that guides you more? Is it, right, I have these techniques that I know and I can apply this technique here and I could buy this? Or you just got, like, I want to do this and maybe I can combine some of these techniques I know. Maybe I just don't know how to do it and I will follow the I want to do this path. versus I know I can combine this. I know these techniques and skills that I have. What is it? What's the path that you go down when you're working?
I think it's more the second one. And sometimes it might be more on one side and then you just follow it, intuition or whatever. You just want to do it. You know, it's very much like the acetate stuff. I started it about a year ago. I had no idea why I was doing it. I used it once. It didn't work well. It all went kind of wrong. And I printed it on the wrong side and it smudged everywhere. And then last year, I thought, yeah, just, you know, I've got all this work that I haven't shared. Why don't I just print it out? And I can just do it on a basic printer. I enjoyed it because at the same time, you're layering all these different things. You don't know what you're going to get. So I'm just printing random bits off of work I've done of different collages or different things I made throughout the years.
You need to give more royalty to your printer. Some credit.
It's had some abuse over the time, I tell you.
So when you're moving between print and digital on a piece, what gets lost in translation?
Or what can get lost in translation?
What can get lost?
In case we've seen anything and we're saying, well, something definitely did get lost. Let's ask him about it.
Yeah. No, it's not a finger point.
I think sometimes it can be with the parameters that you get set. So for instance, I mean, the NFT one was really open, to be honest. And that can also pose as a challenge in itself, like, right, where do you start? So I started to make something that analog by hand and then put it onto digital, printed it out. And I think the thing that gets lost just with that, in that process, is that there's a totally different feeling between doing one thing and then doing the other. So having it in front of you, well, you've got it in front of you and you can just reach across the table, you know, and do a bit more. But then as soon as you put it onto the computer, it will look completely different. And sometimes that's a good thing, you know, sometimes that works better. But actually it can lose a bit of charm, maybe. But it's all a learning process, you know.
And in a very literal sense as well, that physical version that you have looks the way it does. There's one way it looks. And as soon as you make it digital, my laptop screen, my mobile screen will change the colours a little bit. And if it's on a mobile, the dimensions, they go small and it might not have the presence. It then becomes slightly perceived in a different way. One, you've got the human perception, and now there's a filter in between with technology.
And that's something I've always been interested in anyway, the perception, you know, of colour. And when I was at uni, specifically was about colour, and it's about how we all really don't have the same eye. We all see kind of blue, different kind of red, you know. And from that, it's like, well, what colours do you choose for this and this? And do you want to convey a mood, or is it that important, you know, or do you just do something that works that might seem a bit out there? And that's what I kind of felt with the NFT project specifically, was just try some stuff, because I'd never made an NFT before. I'd never been interested in NFTs. I always kind of thought, well, if the opportunity comes around, someone asks, you know, do you want to take part in this? And I always thought, yeah. Unfortunately, it did happen, so it was good. But just thought I'd give it a go and see what happens.
So when you've moved things over to the realm of digital and you've lost a little of the control in how it's perceived, do you have any? Is there any techniques or things that you do specifically to try and counteract that, or do you try and force it through a different direction? Do you try and lead the people in a way?
Yeah. I mean, again, sometimes those things can be good, you know, and sometimes you leave them. And I think, again, I mean, there's so many different possibilities to it. you know, there's so many different versions I've made of some of those, you know, or all of it, really. Sometimes it's not as straightforward as just do it and it all happens at once. If it doesn't click necessarily when you're looking at it, or it doesn't, I don't know, or it doesn't say something. Because I think even sometimes, whether other people like it or not, if it says something to you, it's a good thing, you know. But when I'm putting something into from physical to digital, it's I don't know. Again, it's hard to explain.
Well, on that idea of people being attracted to it, and I'll have to edit this part out, but the flaws of attraction. So thank you. But yeah, on people being attracted to print in different ways, that filter of perception. Broadly, what do you, or who do you find is attracted to print, and what audience does your work get? That could be individuals, that could be clients, the agencies. Who is it that you're interacting with and is seeing your work?
Oh yeah, I think a lot, especially over the last year, there's a lot more graphic design kind of oriented people. You know, I did some stuff with Adobe last year, made some stuff with them. And I find it funny because I kind of went away from more graphic design stuff. I just used, you know, a bit of typography here and there, but mainly went more into print. And I got more attention from people doing graphic design, you know, which I found really quite amusing. But I was trying to do graphic design. I wasn't really getting the response I kind of thought. Not that I expected it to be, but I think now it's just a variety of people who like collages. And, you know, there's more of a variety. And I think with things like social media, you know, Instagram, it's been a really powerful tool.
Well, I think it's that idea we touched on at the start. I think, Nate, you said it, of print is less spoken about. Maybe it has this mysterious... How do I get into it? Who is doing it? What are the techniques? And
I think we have a good answer for that. But I think we see it all the time and we don't always like realize, you know, people who are doing graphic design or whatever don't always realize it's there. You know what I mean? Just think it's like a texture or something you can download. You know, you're not necessarily always aware of it being a physical thing. And so I've had loads of questions from people like asking what texture packs have you used, and you know, this and that, when actually it's like, I've just printed it
Get yourself down to the Hepworth gallery, you need to beat yourself up, two pencils.
I think it's great because, you know, whether it's different ages and different people, because everyone's at different parts of the journey, right? Especially if people are, you know, making work and starting the journey of their own. I mean, I had no about any artist apart from like Jackson Pollock, I think. You know, I thought Jackson Pollock's great as beginning. He still is, in my opinion. But then you start learning about other people and then other processes and other techniques. And then, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
And then I'd guess more so in print than digital, you come up with your own techniques. I don't think that maybe that's one of the things that separates print, is you can stumble across something. If you're working with software, Photoshop or whatever it might be, Adobe Pro, that is written with code that offers you a certain number of things. And yes, you can combine elements, but there's a finite amount of things you can do. Print, that the happy accidents are much more likely to happen.
Definitely.
What type of artistic personalities do you think are drawn to print media? For example, is there a like a creative difference in the approach or the mindset or the skills between digital and print, or is this just a medium thing?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people doing print, it is that thing of seeing what you can layer together, what works. Again, the happy accidents, because I think there's more space and time for the happy accidents to happen, and then for those to kind of go over with what your idea is, or if you don't have an idea, you know, you just get to put stuff down. And rather than, again, you're kind of confined to screen all the time, or you can just use the screen to help you in something you need, you know.
And so is it a tangent? Sort of a tangent. One of the questions I have is around texture. How do you approach texture in your work?
Texture is the one. Something that I never really thought about until people started telling me or asking me how I got certain textures and all that. And I don't always know how it happens, but I think that just comes from that process again of layering, you know. So you just
the important thing is that you always take credit for how it happens. That's the number one goal. How did you do it? I'm like, yeah, let me tell you about it.
Who are your print collage or poster icons, the gurus, the entry point designers, almost for people who don't know a lot about print or need a place to start?
There's a, you know what, I'll shout a few people out. I remember his Instagram name properly. It's like, I am Dr. Milan, I think he's called.
I don't think there'll be many crossovers with no. I was Dr. Milan, who is Dr. Milan. They'll be quite easy to find.
But his stuff's great. His stuff's really good. But in terms of who I was inspired by in the beginning,
I presume Idris Khan must be in the list and Jackson Pollock.
Yeah. Well, Idris Khan, yeah, he's definitely in there. I mean, there was a lot of stuff to do with, yeah, abstraction, a lot of stuff around painting. And I mean, Basquiat, I mean, even though it's more painting and kind of illustration, some people would say it's all his work. Blew me away when I saw, you know, the paintings where he'd cross stuff out and hide stuff. Stuff would kind of be poking through. And again, it's that idea of just layering. You know, it's like how many paintings were under that before it all becomes that. You know, it's blocking certain things out and letting things go through. And I think whether it's collage, painting, or graphic design, or whatever you want to call it, it does all just link in some way or another. You know, it all influences the next thing. So I don't know if that answers every but yeah.
I will do a small sign off by very formally saying thank you, Ryan, for being on the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, it was all right, mate.
It was all right. I'll keep those reviews coming.
It's about as positive as you can get from the north of England.
It's all right, accurate as you can get.
No, I enjoyed it. It's good.
And as ever, the episode artwork is by Ryan, and it has been digitized, so don't take that too personally. And you can find more of Ryan's work and Ryan's art in some of the links. However you found this podcast, if you go back to the original post or link, you'll be able to find your way to Ryan's work.